Well, 30 years ago, my son was murdered, and I believe the criminal who committed the crime served his prison sentence. He's probably now out enjoying a life with a family of his own. I am still suffering, and my family still suffer after 30 years. Nobody has ever asked the victims' families what they feel. The judges sit on their seats and think, well, let's get him out and reform him. But I can never be reformed in my thoughts of agony and pain when I visit my son's grave.
Can I ask, and if I go into too much detail, then just tell me to stop. How old was your son when he was murdered?
17.
17, and this happened 30 years ago.
Yes.
And do you know, and don't give us any names, but do you know how long the murderer was sentenced to?
No, my son was in France at the time, and he was on his way home from picking grapes and that, and he was assaulted and strangled. And I don't know, because it all in French and everything. I got his body home after 4 weeks, and he's buried in Hertfordshire.
And how did you get the news that your son had been killed like this?
Two police officers come to my door one Sunday night and said the body of a young man believed to be British, and my son had he's had a tattoo. That's how they got to him. But previously, before that, my house had been burgled 6 months, and the police had all our fingerprints to eliminate any fingerprints they found in the house, and that's how they identified him. I never did see his body, because it was a month before we got him home.
I'm just trying, you know, I'm a dad, I've got two young boys, and I'm just, I can't even begin to imagine what that loss feels like. But the gentleman, or the person who killed your son, as you say, is probably out, has probably been released. How does that make you feel?
Well, probably a bit envious, jealous, I don't know. Maybe he should have served his life, if life prison. I don't know if he got life imprisonment. He may have got 20 years. But the victims and a lot of people out here in the country who have suffered family loss through murder, we suffer every day. And we get no release by judges sitting in court saying, never mind, in 6 years' time, you'll be a reformed person, you'll get over it.
And this, as you said, this 30 years ago, this is a life sentence for you, isn't
yes,
it? You
yes.
and your family.
Yes.
How does it affect you now, Ralph?
Yes, I live a normal life as going to work. Or, well, not I've retired now, but doing things. But I still visit and talk to him in his grave after it was 1980 he was killed. And it's 33 years, really. I still talk to him and perhaps ask him to forgive me for not looking after him, you know, to protect him when he needed protecting. But it's the victims who should have their say. The victims' families should be able to stand up in court and say, no, I don't want him to be released. Why should he be released? I'm not released from the torment and the pain and the taking away my son's future.
He'd be 50 years old now, wouldn't he,
yeah,
your boy?
Yes. Probably a family of his own.
And do you often, you know, imagine what it would be like if he was still here?
Yes, I often wonder if... In fact, when he was killed, I used to walk around looking to see if it was him, and a mistake had been made.
Mm.
And especially when I went to France afterwards... travel through France a lot. Every time you see a back of someone walking down a motorway or a street, you think, well, is that my son who's walking down there? You imagine all kinds of things. You see him everywhere, but you never see him. You only see in your heart and your mind. If you've committed the crime, and you must be able to say to yourself, well, I put my hands up, I've done it, I deserve the sentence I'm getting. There's a blanket been drawn over it all, and I just live with the memory, as with my family live with the memory. And friends, even one of his friends still visits his grave on his birthday.
Mm.
After 33 years, he still visits his grave and puts a small flower or something to say, thanks for your friendship.